Muslim Ministry bookends today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Learn what Lebanon's financial woes mean for believers trying to reach Muslims for Christ. And then later, today's Islamic holiday is a call to prayer, not just for the Muslims. There's a specific role that Christians can play too. And we'll begin today in Lebanon, where last week the country declared a state of economic emergency. Upon first glance, this could be mistaken for a state of emergency, which it's not. A state of economic emergency, as Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama explains it, allows a government to use economic emergency measures. Per Associated Press, Lebanon has one of the highest public debts in the world. The country is hurting.
Because of the Syrian refugee crisis and the economic impact that's having on the country, has been on the verge of bankruptcy. And this is just one more step in that process. The prime minister, a couple weeks back, was in the United States. He's been all over asking other nations to help him financially to help take care of this crisis, and nobody is.
In other words, Lebanon's running out of money and fast. However, it's unclear what this economic emergency will look like on the other end. One thing is certain, an increase in austerity measures. The silver lining?
In great hardship, great persecution, there's a wide open door for the gospel, like never before. And I don't want to lose sight of that in all the negative part of this topic. Muslims are coming to Christ like never before and reaping a tremendous harvest.
Ask God to increase the influence of ministries that are working as the hands and feet of Christ in Lebanon. Meanwhile, tonight marks the end of Ashura, a major holiday observed by millions of Muslims worldwide. Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran explains.
Ashura is a major Shiite Muslim commemoration of the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, that took place at the Battle of Karbala in modern-day Iraq in the year 680. Hussein's martyrdom in the Battle of Karbala was the final event that led to the split of Islam into two main sects of Shiite versus Sunni.
In countries where Sunni and Shia Muslims live side by side, Ashura can lead to friction.
In countries like Iraq, Lebanon, and Afghanistan, there have been multiple incidents over the years targeting the Shiite population during Ashura services.
However, in the Shia heartland known as Iran, Ashura gives Heart for Iran a chance to reach people for Christ through their satellite TV ministry.
Mohabbat TV exists to proclaim God's love through His Son, Jesus, for all mankind. For God so loved the world that He sent His only Son is a powerful message that is capturing the heart of many Iranians. Pray with Muslims who are genuinely trying to please God and take the step to introduce Jesus to them.
We've got some tips on how you can pray for Muslims during Ashura and throughout the rest of the year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And we'll end today with another story on Ashura, but this one has a slightly different point of view. To call it a holiday makes it sound like a celebration, but for Shiite Muslims, it's actually a time of mourning. Practitioners remember the martyrdom of one of the earliest Shia Muslim leaders and his family, says Jane from Cry Out Now.
It's one of the key dates on the Shiite Muslims calendar, and I would love for us to pray for Shiite Muslims today, especially as they remember and commemorate the day of Ashura.
Ashura's emphasis on sacrifice and suffering can build a bridge of understanding between Shia and Christians.
It's really a time where we feel that we want to pray specifically that they, in the midst of their mourning, in the midst of, you know, when they reach the bottom of their pain, that they will actually discover God there, that they will actually discover a God that experienced sacrifice and pain as well, that experienced suffering as well, a God that meets them in their pain and actually wants to bring them healing, that they don't need to stay in this place of historic pain and suffering, but that they can actually receive healing from one that understands sacrifice.
Join us in asking Christ to reveal Himself in truth. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.